Okay, let's get into today's daf. Menachas daf Lamed Ches. Menachas Lamed Ches. And we are on Lamed Zayin and Mabez towards the end of the Perek. And again, as I mentioned, these weeks with Yom Tif are going to be a little tricky with the last cycles of this cycles. But Be'ez Hashem, we will work to get every daf up in these amazing dafim of tefillin and tzitzis and all related issues. So now we finish up Perek Hakometz Rabbah, which we started back on Daf Yud Zayin. The first half of it was about Menachas, and then we got into other issues. And now we finish up the last section before we get to Perek HaTcheles. The last Mishnah had spoken about the mitzvah of tzitzis and tefillin, and compared and contrasted how many mitzvahs are there in the mitzvah of tzitzis. So there was a machlokes tanoim that we had. How many mitzvahs are there? Way back in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph, the Mishnah said that the Dalet Tzitzios are ma'akev each other, sha'ar ba'atan mitzvah achas. The four of them are one mitzvah. That was what the Tanakhama said. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Arbaatam Arba Mitzvos. They're four mitzvos. What exactly does that mean? That they are four mitzvos that we will have to see right now. So says the Gemara now, Lamed Zayin Amabez by the two dots. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Arbaatam Arba Mitzvos. Amar Rabbi Yudam Rishmuel, Halacha Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yudam Rishmuel says the Halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel, but the Gemara says, V'las Hilchas Akavase. But we don't paskin like that statement that the Halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel. We don't paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. It is one mitzvah. One mitzvah. And the Shilin Kubetzes writes in Osei, V'nafgamina l'cholani nafkusa damron la'el, all of the nafgaminas that we mentioned earlier about tzitzis. V'im nifsak b'shabes achas mena tzitzis. And then he discusses something that we'll wait with that till we get to it, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of lines. But we paskin as one mitzvah. We paskin as one mitzvah. It's ma'akiv each other and a minyan of mitzvahs. So we know that tzitzis is one mitzvah. Ravina havi ka'azal abasre demar baravashi b'shabsa derigla. Ravina was once walking behind Mar Baravashi, Bishabsa Derigla, the Shabbos of the Regel. What is that? Rashi says, Shabbos Shadarshin Behilchas HaRegel. On the Shabbos that they darshin, the Shabbos before the Yontif, that they darshin Behilchas HaRegel, Kedekai Malon, Sholin Behilchas Pesach, Kod Mebeda, Shloshim Yom. Rashi goes to Gemara Pesachim and Davav, that the mitzvah, Shloshim Yom Lefnei HaChag, one has to get ready for the Chag. So that's what one of the Shabbos was beforehand. That's when this story took place. Says, and what happened? It was a story about tzitzis. So let's just wait 1 minute, because we know that Gemara that Rashi quotes, Msachim Davav, the Rishonim discussed that it's not such a davar pashut. That Gemara says they are Msachim Davav, they have to be shoal about Hilchas Pesach 30 days before. But if we look in the last line of Maseches Megillah, we have the halacha of learning about the Chag on the Chag. Right? Megillah Lamebezim and Aleph, all the way at the end of the Masechta. Moshe Tikin Lemli Yisrael, Shoyishol and Darshin Bin Yano Shal Yom. Hilchas Pesach b'Pesach, Hilchas Atzeres b'Atzeres, Hilchas Chag b'Chag. So we have to show a Vadoresh about the Inyanim of the Yom every day of the Chag itself. So is it 30 days before or is it the day of? So the Ran has a tremendous limitation on this whole din against the other Rishonim. The Ran there writes at the end of Maseches Megillah that really the din is the day of. That's the Iker Din that you spoke to Darshan. What is 30 days before? It's just a question of Shoel Ke'inyan. If two people come to ask a rabbi a question, one of them is asking, it's Tisha B'Av, and one's asking a question about Tisha B'Av, and one's asking a question about Yom Kippur, you answer the Tisha B'Av one first, because that's the Inyan of the Yoma. That's the one that's more Shayach. So what about if it's a week before Tisha B'Av? Same thing. So Shloshim Yom creates the Shoel Ke'inyan Halacha. Ela Lomar says the Ran, Sha Shoel Bahem Beis HaMedrash, Ba'osozman, Mikri Shoel Ke'inyin. Dekai Malam, B'shnei Talmidim, Shoelim, Shem Echad Shoel Ke'inyin, Ve'echad Shelo Ke'inyin, Sheneskakim Tchilo L'Shoel Ke'inyin. So the Ran takes the teeth out of the whole halacha of Shloshim Yom Lifnei Hachag. But if you look in the other Mefarshim don't say, no, maybe there's a difference. Maybe you shouldn't reject one Gemara. The Ran really rejects that Gemara and rereads it. But if you look in the Gemara seems to say there's something more fundamental. 30 days before Yantif, you know, you have, before Pesach, you have laws of Bedika that kick in. That doesn't seem like just a detail of Shoel Ke'inyan. Seems like there is real halachic status that starts, right? You need a bayis baduk. You have to get rid of the chametz for 30 days before. Or other halachos, right? So what exactly are other answers? If you look in the Mefarshim in the beginning of Hilchos Pesach, In Tavrish Chavtes, all the Mefarshim, the Bach, and the Beis Yosef, and the Bir Halacha, they all quote all the different answers to this question. The Bir Halacha discusses, quotes this Ran, and says that this Ran seems to be against everyone else. The Ran and the Rashba are Yechidah, and Keneged Kol Rishon, who say that it's something more fundamental. So how do you get out of the Stira, right? Is it 30 days? Is it the day off? So the Beis Yosef says, well, maybe it's Pesach versus the Shar Moadim. Pesach has so many halachas, and maybe kashrut to the carbon Pesach. Well, the other Yamim Tovim, the other Yamim Tovim don't have the, oh, okay, Sukkis is a lot, but maybe not like Pesach. So maybe that's a way to get out of it. Some say maybe the chiluk is between Agada and Halacha. A halacha, maybe one has to learn about before, and you have to study the halachas before and to know what to do. While Agada is very different. Agada is on the day. Try to get the messages of the day. So maybe there's a difference in Halacha and Agada. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says maybe there's a difference between Bizmana Mikdash. Bizmana Mikdash and Bizman Hazeh, right? That's besides writing the difference between the Halacha and the Mahus. He writes maybe there's a chiluk there, other achronim. But anyway, this is one issue that comes up. But the Shabbos Lefnei Achat. Fine. So continuing. So what happened on the Shabbos before? Ravina was walking behind Baba Ravashi. Ifsakarna dechute. One of his sitzis strings ripped. V'lo amar lev lo midi, and he didn't tell him anything. It was Shabbos. He didn't want to tell him anything. Why didn't want to tell him anything? We'll see. Maybe he didn't want him to know, and then what's he going to do with his jacket, because it's a masa, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. She didn't say anything. Kadmata lebeise, when they got home, Amar le mehasam ifsek. When they got home, that's when Ravina said, Marbarav to Marbaravashi, you know, it ripped in such and such a place, right? A mile back, it ripped. Amar le iyamit le mehasam shadise. If you had told me earlier, I would have taken it off there. Rashi, ayiti mashlicha me'alai. Right, we hold like the Tanakama. And therefore, says Rashi, V'kivan dechasru ein b'mitzvah v'havi kamasui. Why didn't you tell me beforehand? Right, I would have taken it off. That is one version of the story. Says the Gemara, really? He would have taken it off? He would have been left without a shirt? V'amar mar, gadol kavod abrius, sedochas lo sasei shabatorah. But don't we know that kavod abrius is doche isurim? So this isur of masui, of carrying outside on Shabbos without an Erev, right, isn't that a lo sasei and kavod abrius should be doche? He shouldn't have to take it off. Right, Satir Gemara, Rav Bar Shva, Kamed Rav Kahana, Belav de lo sasur. Meaning only dinim drabanan. Kavod abrius is doche dinim drabanan, included in lo sasur. Rashi kagon tiltul asur midrabanan va'avadim mukurzalos, using rocks that are muksa in order to clean oneself after going to the bathroom in the field. That's what's mutter. But to carry something without an eriv laseis masa tichsiv behedya, it says it beferish lo dachi kavod abrius, that is not doche kavod abrius. It's only drabana, not daraisa, and therefore he would have had to take it off. That is one version of the story. Let's just do the other version of the story, and then we'll make a couple of comments. V'ika da'amre, or others say the story was exactly the opposite. Me'hasam amarle, he told it to him there, right in the middle of the street. He says, it ripped! Your tzitz is ripped! Right, he stopped him. Amarle, me'hasam amarle, v'amarle my daitech l'mishte, and then he said, Mar Bravashi said back to him, what, you think I'm supposed to take off my shirt right here in the middle of the street? V'yamar mar, gadol kavod abrius, shedochas lo sasei shabatorah, I don't have to take off my shirt. Right, it's gadol kavod abrius. So why are you telling me now anyway? I va tirgama rav bar shva kamed rav kahana belav de lo sasur. Doesn't that only doche isure drabanan? So why? How could you say kavod abrius? Hachanami karmelis drabanan. He was only a karmelis drabanan, and therefore that's why it was allowed, right? And that's why he wouldn't have had to take it off. And he says, why are you telling me this? Number of points to make on this sugya. First, a general point of lo sasur. It hasn't come up in a little while, so let's just remember some of the major machlokas about lo sasur, which the Gemara here uses to frame dinim drabanan. The Rambam tells us that all dinim drabanan are included in lo sasur. Lo sasur pashas means the power of the rabbanan to make laws. That's what lo sasur is used as. The question is, once the rabbanan make a law, so how much power does it have? So there is a famous shita of the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim and in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim that when one violates an isser drabanan, one violates the isser daraisa of lo sasur. That's the Rambam Shita, that everything is included in lo sasur. Call me she'enu ma'oseh b'hora asan. If anybody doesn't do like the hora of the Rabbanan, over below sasay, she'enemar lo sasur mikol adar she'yagidu l'cha. You violate being logan alav zeh, because it's a nitan lasar z'misas bestin. She'kol chacham she'mora al divrehem, misaso b'chenek, any if it's a zakin mamre, and then it says echad ram shalom do osam ipi ashmua, echad ram shalom do osam ipi daitan, whether it's midos shadarid and reshes bahen or mesora, veechad ram shosu osan siagla torah ulafim masha shot tsricha gzeros takanos minhagos haover alachas man over bilosa say. That's the sheet of the Rambam, that the Isur D'Oraisa of Losasur includes Dinim D'Rabbanan. And the Shiloh that the Ramban asks on him in the Sefer HaMitzvahs is, how could that be? Every D'Rabbanan is really D'Oraisa. Then how is there a principle of Sabay D'Rabbanan Lakula, Sabay D'Oraisa Lachumra? Every D'Rabbanan is a D'Oraisa. So you never have a D'Rabbanan, right? It's always D'Oraisa. So there are many answers given. Some say it doesn't just mean violating a D'Rabbanan, it means willfully not accepting the validity of a certain mitzvah. That's what it means when you violate. What's the Rambam's Lashon? Kol she'ena oseh b'hora asan. If somebody doesn't do like their hora, does that mean I had a taiva and I violated? Maybe not. Maybe that would be a D'Rabbanan. But a D'Oraisa is when I question the validity of the Rabbanan making up the laws. That's one approach some Achronim give. The Ramban himself in one line suggests, but again, then deflects it, but that's what many Achronim say. That's what the Mabit says. That's what the Meshech Chachma says. And that is, Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu. What does that mean? A Vade D'Rabbanan is a Vade D'Oraisa. But a Safik D'Rabbanan is a nothing. Right? That's the suggestion. If you violate a D'Rabbanan, you violate a D'Oraisa, yes. But once you get into the world of Safik, so then it's something totally different. Kahai Gavna Lo Tiknu, it falls away. The D'Rabbanan only created their laws in order to be true in cases of Vada and not cases of Safek. The Meshech Chachma talks about this beautifully in Parsha Shoftim on the Pasuk of Lo Sasur, and he says, he quotes the Rambam and he quotes the Ramban, and that's where he discusses the difference between Dinim D'Oraisa and Dinim D'Rabbanan. And Dinim D'Oraisa, he says, are very different in its essence. Says the Meshech Chachma, Ki Torah Ratzta Asher Milvadin Yanim Anitzchim VaKayamim La'ad, besides the eternal laws, Yischadish in Yanim Siyagim Asaras, Hashem wanted there to be new laws given, Asher Yiyu Zmaniyim, that could be temporary, Hainu Sheyiyah B'yad Chachamim LaHosef Al Pi Gedarim HaNimser Lahem, and a later Bezim, Yamod Bezim Acher Gadol B'Chachma Binyan, they could remove it. What does that show? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands something, that inherently is something that we have to listen to. When the Rabbanan say something, does that mean inherently that this is what the Ratz on Hashem, or this is on the same par, says the Meshech Chachma? No. We have to listen to it, but it's more, as we might say it, in the Gavra than in the Chefza. It's in the Gavra, we have to listen to the Rabbanan, but not that what they said has the same validity as the Torah in terms of its eternity. Like, for example, he gives the Mashal, Morid B'Malchus. Right? Mord Machas Chayim Misa. Is that because what the king says has inherent value? No, but it's the fact that the king said it. So too is the fact that the Rabbanan said it. And Hashem gave them the power to make laws. V'ratza davka shenishma bekolam avalo biprate hadvarim. And then he just says, Umatzanu dugmaso, he quotes the Mord B'malchus. And at the end he says, and this is the same idea as the Nesivus. Ukazeh, cost of Nesivus, Choshe Mishra, Reish Lamadal. That's where the Nesivus comments on the Shulchan Aruch about whether one has to do tshuva for an Aveira D'Rabbanan B'Shogeg. If somebody eats non-kosher D'Oraisa and non-kosher D'Rabbanan. So non-kosher D'Oraisa, those molecules the Torah says are Aser, and I did it B'Shogeg, I have to be punished, B'Shogeg, carbon, whatever it is. But if it's a D'Rabbanan, maybe I don't even need kapara. Because the whole point is that I should listen to the Rabbanan. And if I did it B'Shogeg, I did not listen to the Rabbanan. That's what the Nesivus talks about in terms of having to pay somebody back as in a Mekach Tos if you bought something and the guy didn't tell you and it was not kosher v'chulu. But that's the Meshech Chachma, and the Kiryat Sefer says that, many to explain the Shita of the Rambam. Good. But there is another more specific discussion that one has to have here. It's clear from this Gemara, or at least it seems to be clear, that the reason that he was going to take off the tzitzis in the Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos was because of Hotza'ah. As Rashi says, it's a Masui, you're doing something wrong because you're not allowed to wear it. You're not allowed to wear this. And therefore, it's a Masui. If there's no mitzvah, and therefore, why are you wearing this baged? So you need to take it off. But what about the Isser, we might ask? What about the Isser of wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis on it? Only three corners now. If one of the corners is ripped off, there's no tzitzis, isn't that an Isser? Isn't there an Aveira to wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis? So that's a discussion in the poskim. And it comes from the Mordechai's Diyak in this Gemara. From this Gemara, it seems like there's no such Isser. Why? The iser here discussed is hotza'ah. You're worried about hotza'ah because it's a masui. But what about taking it off the first second because it's a four-cornered garment without tzitzis? Says the Mordechai, tuf, kuf, mem, dalet. In the name of Reb Shlomo Midruz, shim nifsak le'ish chut shel talis b'shabbis, aser lelov sho achi yitake noso. If you're wearing the talis on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear it until you fix it. Shim lov sho over ba'asei, de'yesh lo dalet kanfos. That's the Shita of Reb Shlomo Midruz. And that is, you have to take it off right away because you're wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. And the re-argues, Veheshev Ridalesa, Kedemuchach Mishmaitzin, look at our sugya. The Avagav, the Ifsik, but Karmelos Durabanon. What was the Maskana? It's a Karmelos Durabanon, and they're Sharvi Misham Kavad Abrius. Delo Dachina and Alav Delo Sasser. What about the tzitzis without a four-cornered garment? Isn't that an Issa Daraisa? Velachay Nira Lari, the mitzvahs ase the tzitzis, Eino Ela. Doesn't say that anywhere. It's all a function of the mitzvah. If the Torah would have said, don't wear the four-cornered garment without tzitzis, obviously. But here, no. Mitzvahs ase greda. Lahatil bo tzitzis. Umikal makom ein hatalis aser lilbosh. Vegam ein over kivan she'ein ata yochol lahatil bo shu Shabbos. If it's in a situation where you can't, then it's not aser. If it's a case where you can, then it's a bittel hamitzvah. But here on Shabbos, you can't. And if you can't, so there's no tzitzis problem, it's only going to be a Shabbos problem. Ubechol vaday over kol shashalov show ba'asei dahatel bo tzitzis. There's a bittel asei if you're wearing it without tzitzis. But there's no iser in the real sense. And that, if you look at that Mordechai, you look in the Ramah, right, 2 days in the Mordechai, Ramah, Yud Gimel, Gimel. Ramah, Yud Gimel, Gimel. Says the Ramah, Im no delo b'shabbos shu b'karmelis, our Gemara, atal shalav pasul, if you're in a karmelis, or Rosh Hashanah d'Rabbanan, and you realize that one of your tzitzis strings are pasul, lo yisirenu me'alav at sheyegel beiso, you don't have to take it off. You're violating an iser d'Rabbanan, the gadol kavod abrios. Rafilu talas katan, says the Rama, which is under your beged. Shtakas begadav ein sarach lifsho, you don't even have to take that off either. Still, it is taking it off. The Mishnah Berurah says, hapshita hu gnai bi yoser. Vehu adin, continues the Rama, im nifsak echam en atzitziyos hu mizbayesh le shebelo talas. V'yuchol lo lafsho belo bracham yukol hakavad abriyas. V'davka b'shabbos to aser laso tzitziyos. And the issue is, on Shabbos, it's usher to put on tzitzis, and that's why there's no isser mitam tzitzis, it's only Shabbos, and if it's an isser rabbanon of Shabbos, so then kavod abrius would be doche. Avo bechol ki agav nasser, but on a weekday, obviously, it would be usher, quoting the Mordechai. There would be usher on chol, because then it would be a wearing the beged without tzitzis, and it would be a bittel asay. And the Bir Halacha discusses it, but that's an important Mordechai in our sugya that is quoted lahalacha by the Ramah. The Shakas Ari also talks about this in Simin Lamed Beis. In the last paragraph of Simin Lamed Beis, he talks about our issue. The whole Simin there in Simin Lamed Beis, he's discussing the bracha. When is the optimal time to make the bracha on a talis? When is over la'asiyasan? Emasai roi levarech ala talis shel tzitzis im be'esha misatef bo. When you start garbing yourself with it, or is it before? When you're holding it in your hands before. And he says, right, Tosfos discuss, what does ituf mean? When does the chiyuv of tzitzis kick in? So Tosfos in Yevamos Daf Tzadi says, maybe you're only chayiv only after your nisatef. That's when there's a chiyuv of tzitzis. And therefore you shouldn't make a bracha before the ituf, because you're not chayiv yet. But many achronim wonder about that. There's a chayiv adam, and the Shakas Arya here says, divrei Tosfos temuin, because he talks about Tosfos, and when does the Isra of Kilayim kick in, and the tzitzis, which we're not going to get into. But at the end of that discussion, he quotes our Mordechai. Umikol makom, mihosha kasafti lamadnu, de'ein shum iser b'levisha atzma, im lo v'shatalas bilti tzitzis, elo shechiser mitzvah tzitzis levad. There's no iser. There's a bitol hamitzvah. So you never want to put yourself into a situation of a bittel hamitzvah, wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis, is a bittel hamitzvah. V'chein kazav ha-Mordechai, he quotes the Mordechai right here, and he quotes B'shein Deri, and he quotes, again, in Tuf Kuf Mem Dalet, and the continuation, which we did not read, but the Shakas Aryeh quotes, Da'atu aser likanes labayas she'ein bo mezuzah umakeh. Is there an iser to go be in a house without a mezuzah? There's a bittel aseh. or a make? Is there an iser to be there? There's a bittul to be there. Umeyatema, and then he quotes, why didn't Tosfos and the Mordechai, why didn't they quote each other? Okay, but either way, this is learned out from the mashmos of this Gemara. The only issue is a Shabbos issue and not a Tzitzis issue. Very important, Yesod, learned out from this Gemara. Finally, once we're talking about Carmelists, to remember, what defines a Carmelist? Well, you have to ask it the other way. What defines a Rosh Hashanah Yachin and what defines a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, and everything else is either a Makom Tur or a Carmelist, right? So that's the Shulchan Aruch, beginning of Chilek Dalad of the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simin Shin Mem Hei, Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Yachin, Rosh Hashanah Rabim, Carmelist, U'Makom Tur. Right, so what are they? So what's a Rosh Hashanah Yachin? Clear. Either Rosh Hashanah Yachin, Makom, Hamukaf, Mechitzos Gevoos Asar HaTvachim. A makom that's surrounded by walls, 10 tvachim high, the yeshbo, arba'a tvachim, aldala tvachim, o yoser, and it is at least four by four tvachim area, and it could go up or down. It could be walls, or it could be a ditch, as the Shulchan Aruch says. V'chein chritz, amok asar avarachav dalet aldalet. V'chein tel, gavo asar avarachav dalet aldalet. V'chulu, either way, 4x4, 10 tvachim walls. Fine. What's a rishus harabim? Eze o rishus harabim? Rechovos u shvakim harachavos. Arachavim tezayin ama veinim makurin, no ceiling, 16 amos wide, no walls, ein lam chom, and even if they have a wall, if it's open mishar l'shar, vein daldos of nuulos balayla. Again, each of these details must be discussed. It's a rishus harabim. Then he quotes the yesh omrim. Again, much discussion. The Bir Lach has a big, huge discussion about this yesh omrim, right? Based on Rashi, shekol she'ein shishim ribo overim bo b'chol yom, ein rishus harabim. If you don't have 600,000 walking b'chol yom there, it's not a rishus harabim. A huge kula, right? If you don't have many places, might have 600,000 the whole year, but every day to have 600,000, so that is the day. Do we paskin that way? That's the Mishnah Berurah, that's the Bir Halacha here, but that's rishus harabim, and that's rishus hayachin. So many of the other places, most places, besides that, in this world today, are karmelios, are rishus harabim derabanans, right? And that's why it's important to know what's a daraisa, what's a derabanan, because you can only build an eriv around an area that is a rishus harabim derabanan. Once it's a rishus harabim daraisa, then no eriv can be built. That's why the poskim that reject Arabs in certain communities, because maybe they hold different definitions of what a rishus harabim is. And once it's a rishus harabim, then you can't build an Arab, right? And what we call an Arab can only be built if it's a rishus harabim derabanan. Okay, either way, that's HaKometz Rabbah, Hadralach HaKometz, and now we get into Perek HaTcheles. Perek HaTcheles, which talks a lot about tzitzis and tefillin v'chulu. Just one note, and that is, if you look in the Margolias HaShas, and the first piece in Margolias HaShas, in the name of the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Clever, Rabbi Frimer, Shemati B'Shem HaKatzker, Darotza Lo Mod Hilchas Tefillin, he quotes the Katzker. If you want to learn Hilchas Tefillin, you have to start with the beginning of Menachos. Tzorach La'aschel Mirosh Masechet Menachos. Perakol HaMenachos. Why? Because why did Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi put it there? He put it in order. If he wanted to learn Hilchas Tefillin separately, he would have put Hilchas Tefillin separately. V'im Lokein Lo Yizbar Lo Hilchas Tefillin Aburyo. And on some deeper level, says the Katzker, you're not going to understand Hilchas Tefillin unless you did the first 37 blot of Menachos before that. The Kibbutz Shesidru Chazal is Hilchas Tefillin b'Mesechas Menachos. Vada Yesh LaShayichus LaHilchas Menachos. It must be that there is some Shayichus to Menachos, even though we might not understand it fully. But either way, that is what the Kotzker says. Okay, so we continue. So Atcheles Ena Makavetz as a Lavan, VaLavan Ena Makavetz Atcheles. The Tcheles and the Lavan in the Tzitzis are not Ma'akiv each other. We can spend the entire Shir, like 5 Shirim, on that line. We'll just mention a few points. Again, there's so much to talk about. What does it mean that it's not ma'akev? That one, you don't need one without the other. So, Lamaisa, what does that mean? So, that is a mechlokas rishonim. Rashi says, for sure you need 8 strings, which we have 4 strings which fold over and turn into 8. That's not a question. The question is, if you don't have tcheles, you could have 8 white strings. If you don't have lavan, you could have 8 blue strings. But you for sure need 8 strings, 4 that fold into 8. Rashi. V'yava gav de mitzvah lasis tcheles. And even if there's a mitzvah of a tcheles there, no. It's okay. Yavid arbatan tcheles or arbatan laban yatsa. If you do all of them, tcheles or laban, one is still yotze. That is Rashi. And that is what eina ma'akev. So if you think about it, that is an unusual. That's what we know. But we're brainwashed by what we do. Right, that's an unusual example of Eino Ma'akev. Usually Eino Ma'akev means it's not there. So Rashi's saying it's not there, the color's not there, but the strings are there. But Eino Ma'akev sometimes means it's not there at all. Right, something is not Ma'akev in a certain process. In Chalitza, certain parts of Chalitza are not Ma'akev. That means it's not done. Right, that doesn't mean it's there in a different form. So here, I guess, it's talking about the color. The color's not there. But the strings obviously have to be there. Who argues Tosfos? Tosfos in the Rush, amazingly, says, obviously not what we do, but Tosfos says, what does it mean? It's not Makiv, right? According to whatever, how many strings you need, let's say according to Tosfos for a moment, you need two blue and two white, which is four blue and four white. If you only have four strings instead of eight, that's okay. If you only have the Lavan, you only have the Tcheles. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, Shem Hitil, Shnei Chutin, Mino Echad, Yatza. Third line. Kihanach Tani, Tfilo Shoyan, Yemakav Shalrosh. Just like it says, right, the next line of the Mishnah, Shalrosh and Shalyan, and Tfilin and Amaakev. What does that mean? It means you only have one of them. You only have one of them. You don't do the other one. So do here. You only have the Lavan or the Tcheles. You don't do the other one. But he notes, Rashi argues, Avavakuchis Piri, Shemavad Abat, Tcheles, Rabatan Yavan Yatza, Vechein Anu Noagin. Tosfos, even though he gives a pshat, fascinating, if he gives a pshat of the Mishnah, he says that it's not our minag. V'chein anu noagin, we have the minag of having all eight strings. I mean, tzitzis never look differently. And the Gemara mochiachkin, the Gemara in a couple of days will prove this, and Tosfos says it's not such a raya. Okay, Tosfos continues here in terms of that issue. That's machlokas number one. When it says ma'akev, what does it mean? Machlokas number two, and that's right here. And that is, how many strings does one need of tcheles, ideally, right? Assume when we have tcheles, or assume we have tcheles, whatever the tcheles is, how many strings need tcheles? So, machlokes. One, two, four. How many? Rashi and Tosfos both say here, four, meaning half. Two long strings of lavan, two long strings of tcheles folded over, it's four and four. Meaning, the lumdis, Rashi says, avagav de mitzvah lasi tcheles beiz chutin betzitzes. And tells us also the top line. The lumdis of that shita is, there's a half and half, right? There's one mitzvah of tzitzis, but it is a joint mitzvah. There's a lavan half and a tcheles half. If you say that they're two halves and they're equal, so then you're saying, what is the makiv of the other one? But it's two halves of one mitzvah. The other he's shown him, though, hold otherwise, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid say, no, only one is supposed to be tcheles. What does one mean? The Ravid says means one long string. When you fold it over, it's two. The Rambam says one string, half of a long string. Half of a long string. Right? So it's one out of eight according to the Rambam. Two out of eight according to the Ravid, and four out of eight according to Rashi and Tosfos. That's the Rambam says in Hilchot Tzitzis, Alavav, V'ye'echon mishmonas achutim chut cheles v'hashiva lavan. Ravid, Tos huzeh, ela shnayim cheles v'hashisha lavan. Again, what's the lumdus for the Rambam? The Rambam seems to say, as many point out, the Iker mitzvah is the lavan. The Iker is the lavan. There's a concept of ptil. There's a concept of, however you want to say it, lavan with a little bit. Right, level a little bit. Maybe the Rambam and the Ravid are just quantitative. It's one, but really the Iker Mitzvah is the Lavan, along with a little bit of Tcheles. Could you connect these two machlokos? Maybe you can. Not for now, but that is the different shitas in that. The Rambam clearly says, the Rambam talks about this Mishnah. Let's just do the next line for a second. Tfila shel yad eina ma'akeves el shel rosh, velo shel rosh eina ma'akeves el shel yad. Right, they're not ma'akev each other. If I only have one, if I only could put on one, if somebody has a cast all the way up to their shoulder, they can't put on their shal yad, they put on their shal rosh. But if somebody only has one of them, then they do the one that they have. So, eina ma'akeves, der b'dov ma na'akev. The Rambam already notes in the end of Shorish Yud Aleph that these two are not exactly parallel to each other. The non-ma'akevs are not parallel to each other. Because tzitzis is counted as one mitzvah. Tefillin are counted as two mitzvos. Doesn't Eina Ma'akev means they're two separate mitzvos, two separate parts? We mentioned this recently. But the Rambam says in Shoresh Yud Aleph, and that's the 11th rule that the Rambam says, and that's where he says you don't count parts of mitzvos. You don't count parts of mitzvos, right? If you have five parts to a mitzvah, it's counted as one mitzvah. Dalin Minim, in Sefer HaMitzvos, is counted as one. The different parts of the mitzora, what he's sprinkled with, Eitz Erez, Ezov, Shni Tolas, it's one mitzvah. Realize this. It's not different parts. And then he says, and that's what it means, ma'akvin zedze and ein ma'akvin zedze. If it's ma'akiv each other, then it's one mitzvah. The four minim shebalulav, the lechem aparnim in the lavona zaka, the chulu, ma'akvin ma'akvin. And then he asks at the end, he said, what about tzitzis? What about tzitzis then? They're not ma'akiv each other either. He says, amnam, makam akoshi, hu bidvarim shamru bahem, ein ma'akvin zedze. Where it says it's not ma'akev, there's a little difficulty. You don't need the other one, so you should be a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So what do you do with tzitzis? Maybe I should have said that. Lulei masha matzanolam lashem avur mechilta. But it says in the mechilta, says in the sifri, yachol shein shtei mitzvas tchelas u mitzvas lavan tamalomar vahaya lachem letzitzis mitzvah achas hi ve'ena shtei mitzvas. That's the lashon of the medrash. So he says, kfar nisbayer shafilu achalakam shein ma'akvin zedze pa'amim ye mitzvah achas kshia ho'inyan echad. If the inyan is echad, so it's still counted as one. So Raman complains, but doesn't explain it fully, right? And that is the idea that we mentioned from Rav Soloveitchik and from others, that there are two types of Eina Ma'akvin Zedzeh. Sometimes Eina Ma'akvin Zedzeh means there are two separate independent mitzvahs, like tefillin, and sometimes Eina Ma'akvin Zedzeh means this Iker and Tafel. There are some more important parts of the mitzvah, and there are some less important parts of the mitzvah. But it doesn't mean that it's two separate mitzvahs, and that's tzitzis. They're not ma'akev each other. Once you have one, then the other parts are not ma'akev. So that's tzitzis versus tefillin. There's an interesting halach in Shulchan Aruch. They're not ma'akev each other. So how many brachas? This relates to what we discussed a couple of dafim ago. Maybe we mentioned it then also. How many brachas do we make on tefillin? That's a machlokas. If you remember, Rishonim, one bracha or two brachas on tefillin. But even if you make two brachas on tefillin, like those Rishonim, like the Ramah says, that doesn't mean that it's two different brachos for two different mitzvos. Because we know it's not ma'akev each other. Let's say you only have a shel rosh. The Ramah paskins, we make both brachos on the shel rosh. Both brachos on the shel rosh. That shows it's not two brachos for two mitzvos. It is two mitzvos. But it's not two brachos for two mitzvos. It's two brachos on the mitzvot tefillin. On the mitzvos of tefillin. But it's not one in one. We discussed that then, I think, in terms of the Maisa mitzvah and the Chalosa mitzvah. But that is the fact that they are not ma'akev each other. The Sefer HaChinuch also counts two mitzvos following the Rambam, obviously, as he always does, and there's a lot to say regarding the mitzvah tefillin and mitzvah tavchaf aleph and tavchaf beis. Maybe we'll get to some more of the details of tefillin a little bit later. We'll see how much time that we have. But let's continue first. Says the Gemara, Lema masnisan delok Rebbe. Let's say the Mishnah is not like Shita's Rebbe. Why? What does Rebbe say to Tanya? Ureisem oso v'lameit shema'akvin zedzeh divrei Rebbe. You should see it. We'll see what exactly the drasha is soon. That teaches us that it's ma'akiv each other. The tchelas and the lavan are ma'akiv each other, says Rebbe. Divrei Rebbe. V'chamim omrim ei ma'akiv. V'cham say, no, it's not ma'akiv, like the Mishnah says. My time at the Rebbe. Tchsev ha'kanaf min kanaf. Hakanaf means min kanaf. It should be the same as the beged, meaning white. We assume begadim are white. So min kanaf means it should be white. And then it says, v'ksivu p'tzil tchelas. Yamar Chmano, Reisimoso. The Torah says, Reisimoso, you should see them. So Adika Travayu Bechad, right? So it means Travayu, they both should be seen, according to Rebbe, Le'i Kuva. That is Shitas Rebbe. And Verabbanan, Reisimoso, Kochad Lechudi Mashma. No, the Reisa means each one of them. Each one of them is Reisimoso. And the Gemara says, Lema Deloka Rebbe. So let's say our Mishnah is against Rebbe, because Rebbe says that they're ma'akiv each other, and our Mishnah says that they are non-ma'akiv each other. It seems like a Davar Pasha that it's against the Mishnah. Interesting, that pasuk of a Reisimoso comes up lahalacha. Again, maybe I mentioned this, I don't remember exactly what I mentioned a number of years ago, but the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas writes that why is it that dafka by tzitzis and by tefillin, we have a misha yakir zman. By all the other halachas, shacharis, all of the mitzvahs, we have the day, you have dawn, and you have nates. But misha yakir is only by tzitzis and tefillin. Why? Because two psukim talk about re'iyah, right? By re'iyah. By the Rabbeinu Yonah points out that the pasuk by tefillin, by tzitzis u'risimoso, and the pasuk by tefillin is v'ro kolame aris ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yor mimecha ilu tefillin shabarosh, right, and that's the tefillin, the Gemara Darshan's in Brachas and Davav. So dafka is re'iyah by both of those mitzvos, and therefore, that's why it goes by Misha Yaker. But either way, the Gemara says, maybe this should be against our mission, should be against Rebbe. Rebbe says they're ma'akiv each other. Rav Soloveitchik, they put out a shiurei hagrid on various different topics. So there's one on tefillin, stam, and tzitzis. So in there he has a lot about our sugyas. He talks about a big sugya and a mabez, which we'll get to. But towards the back he has a few nisfachim, a few appendices, and one of them is on tchelas v'lavan. This was also printed in an English mimer also, where says the Reb Soloveitchik, tchelas and lavan, obviously we don't paskin like Rebbe, but the idea behind Rebbe isn't very important. Tchelas and Lavan makiv each other. What does Tchelas and Lavan symbolize? White symbolizes clarity, right? It's clear to me as white, right? That the Gemara says sometimes, and Rishonim say, white is clarity, right? White is what we understand. White is in our control. Tchelas symbolizes what's beyond us. Tchelas is the Yam, the Rakia, what's beyond human comprehension. That's Tchelas and Lavan. And what do? There's a lot that we have as white, but there's a lot that we have as blue. We have Tcheles and we have Lavan. We have to realize our limitations. And he says, Rebbe is beautiful. Tcheles and Lavan are ma'akiv each other. We don't paskin that way. But the idea of Rebbe is something that we have to take with us, Rebbe Soloveitchik says, in terms of the Tcheles and the Lavan. Kamenoi, Yishitas Rebbe, Hagoreses, Shatcheles and Lavan ma'akvin zetze. Hare ein adam ba'aretz, Shetamid matzliach, V'tamid mu'ushar, Shehisig es kol zetze. That he achieved and he realized he's against kol shiifosav v'seich v'shakol chalamosav itgashmu ein adam shemei olam lo huchrav lo nichna shera b'chayav rak lavan. Nobody sees just lavan umei olam lo hibit b'tcheles, and he doesn't just see tcheles. Hein lavan v'hein tcheles einam omdim b'fnei atzmam. They're not together. Kruchim hem yachad v'tluyim ze bazeh. They're connected to each other. That's what tcheles and lavan is. That's read the message we could get from Rebbe Shita, even though we might not paskin like a Rebbe. But either way, the Gemara says that isn't the Mishnah against Rebbe. So Gemara answers no. Amar vidom arav afilu tam a Rebbe. Maybe the Mishnah could be like Rebbe. Lo nitzrecha elo lekantem. What is? Of course, they're ma'akiv each other to be there. The Mishnah, according to Rebbe, what does it mean? It's not ma'akiv. The order is not ma'akiv. Titanya mitzvah lahakdim lavan l'tcheles. You should put the tcheles before the lavan. Vim hikdim tcheles lavan yatzah. And if you put the tcheles first, you're yotze. El shachizer mitzvah, but you just lost out. You lost out on the mitzvah, which we'll see what it means soon. But what does it mean to do what first? So Rashi seems to say, the Shin Mikubetzes in Oz Gimel understands Rashi this way. What strings do you put in the holes first? If you have lavan and tcheles. That's what Rebbe is saying. It's a mitzvah to put the white in before the tcheles. And but if you didn't, you didn't. The Shin Mikubetzes can't understand why that will make a difference, right? Once it's in, it's in. It doesn't matter what you put in force. So he assumes maybe it has to do with the loops. The loops of the white come before the loops of the blue. But either way, that is the different opinions. But either way, so maybe that's how Rebbe learns the Mishnah. When it says Eina Ma'akev, it means the order is not Ma'akev. But obviously, you have to have them both there. The Karen Ora wonders why it is that the Riff and the Rambam don't quote this halacha of Lekadim. It's a Beferish Gemara. Why isn't it quoted? So suggest the Karen Ora, according to the Rif, maybe I understand, because he didn't have Tcheles. So he didn't talk about the order. He only writes halachas that are lamaisa. Harif hishmit lahaidina, the mitzvah lahakdim lavan to the Tcheles, via la Rif, yish lomar, lo kasva din lono Tcheles bizman hazeh. But according to the Rambam, who writes halachas, even la silavo, so why doesn't the Rambam quote this mitzvah lahakdim? Suggest the Karen Ora, maybe the idea of lahakdim is only according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe, who says they're ma'akev each other, he says there's an order to put them in. But according to us, according to Rabbanan, they're not ma'akev each other, so the order is also not ma'akev. You don't even need both of them, let alone the order. So that's his suggestion. And we pass like the Rambam, we pass like the Rabbanan, and that's why the Rambam doesn't quote it. Very, very creative. V'yefshar desvira le'dahakka b'raisa, alibad Rebbe tzricha, d'tchilz al ma'akvin zezev, v'kamash v'la mitzvah l'haktim, av'la Rabbanan d'lo ma'akvi. He quotes, though, in the Tosefta, in our Masechta, it seems beferish, not that way. Right? It seems beferish because the Tosefta says, Tcheles is not ma'akev the lavan, and it also quotes the mitzvah lahakdim. Okay, so either way, but the Rambam can hold, like our Gemara, does not agree to that Tosefta. Okay, either way. So the Gemara says that the order is not ma'akev, but the items are ma'akev, and if you did it in the wrong order, it's chiser mitzvah. So, my chiser mitzvah, what does that mean, chiser mitzvah? We're saying this is Rebbe. Ilema chiser mitzvah de lavan, v'kiyem mitzvah de tcheles. If it's that, if you only have tcheles, you missed the mitzvah of lavan and not, and you don't have tcheles, l'rebbe, and if you did it in the opposite order, l'rebbe yikubi ma'akvi adada. You can't say it's hilu, you didn't do one, because according to Rebbe, you need both. So, what does it mean? That chiser mitzvah. Amrav Yehuda Amarav, shechiser mitzvah, the asa mitzvah. It means you missed a mitzvah, but you did a mitzvah. What does that mean? Umay chiser mitzvah, dolo avid mitzvah mena mufchar. It means you didn't do the best what you were supposed to do. The best is to even put it in. If you think about the lumdus of that, why should it make a difference? According to that understanding of Rashi, of the Shin Mikubetzes, that it's about what you put in, which strings you put into the hole first. So part of the mitzvah is the asiyas hachefza. The asu lahem tzitzis, right? That's crucial. Just putting the strings in. That's it's a big chiddush, but that's what this understanding is. But that's how Rebbe can understand the Mishnah. Rebbe says they're ma'akev each other, and in the Mishnah they're not ma'akev, that just means the order. The order, if you did the tchelas first, so it's not ma'akev the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, ha'tenach lavan de'ina ma'akev is a tchelas. Fine, I understand. That explains in the Mishnah, the lavan is not ma'akev the tchelas, and therefore if you did it out of order, it's okay. Tchelas de'ina ma'akev is a lavan ma'hi. What about the opposite? The tchelas na'makev the lavan. How do you understand that? So Amar Rabbi Bar Chama lo nitzurcha elo latalas shetchula tchelas. No, do you know what that's referring to? A talas that's all tchelas. What does that mean? We don't know yet. We'll see. The Gemara will explain it. Itmar nami. Amar Levi l'Shmuel Aryuch. Levi says to Shmuel Aryuch, which is the lashon of a melech, as Rashi says, lo tezav akarech ad demifreshes li l'ha milsa. Don't sit down until you explain to me this following this question that we're dealing with. What does that mean? So according to Rabbani, you know what it means. They don't have to be there. But according to Rebbe, what does it mean? Amar Leilo Nitzrcha Ella L'Sadin Mitzitzis. We're talking about the white in tzitzis, the mitzvah latumi lavan bereisha. It's a mitzvah to put in. We'll go with Rashi Pshat. Mitzvah to put the white in first. My time, Hakanaf Min Kanaf. V'yachdim Tchelas Lavan Leslan Ba. But if you put the tchelas in first, the strings in first, it's okay with the Evan. Tenach lava de makav is a tchelas. Same issue we just dealt with. Fine, that explains one half of the statement. Tchelas in makav is a lavan mahi. How do you explain tchelas is not makav the lavan? So amar lei, rami bar chama lo nitzrucha el talis shetchula tchelas. What happens if the talis is all tchelas? If it's all lavan like most talisim, so then you're supposed to put the white in first. You put the tchelas in first, is okay. So what about the flip side? What if you have a talis that's all tchelas? It's all blue wool. There, you have to put in the tchelas first because you need min kanaf. Taha kanaf min kanaf. The actim lavan bereisha less lanba. And if you put the white in first, so then it's not ma'akev. That's what Rebbe means. Again, Rebbe could be with the Mishnah, and the issue of not having the order is the a separate issue, and that's not ma'akev. Period. So the Gemara does not like that answer, though. Amar Rava, michti tziva kagarim. What, the color determines? If you have a blue bag and you have blue strings in first? No. As Rashi explains here, most talitot are white, and therefore you should go by white. And if there's a halakha that the white should go in first, because that's the color of the baguette, then white should always have to go in first. It's not subjective if you have a green baguette, if you have a red baguette. No. White is the ikar strings. And therefore, the white should go in first. So I don't think that that's the pshat of what it means, according to Rebbe, that it's not ma'akev. So we're back to the question then. Right, so Rebbe's against the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, maybe not. We're up to Ella Amar Rava. Maybe there's another answer to say. Maybe there's a different way to reconcile the Mishnah with Rebbe Shita. So again, Ella Amar Rava, Lo Nisrucha Ella Le Gardumin. Gardumin, cut strings. That if strings started off with the proper rishus and the proper length, and then they were cut, so maybe that's what it's being referred to. As long as you have the requisite amount to start off with, so then maybe even if they're cut afterwards, it is okay. As long as it was hitchil beheter. So where do we see that? As we had earlier, the igridum tchelis v'koy lavan, the igridum lavan v'koy tchelis leslan ba. Even if one of them was cut and you have the other ones left, it's okay. Rebbe says, when are they makiv each other? At the beginning, when they first are nitle on the beged. But afterwards, it could be cut afterwards. Says the Gemara. Yes, I'm sorry. De Amri, let's continue. De Amri b'nei Rebbe Chiya, gardume tcheles ksherin, v'gardume ezov ksherin. The gardumim of tcheles and gardumim of ezov, tcheles by the tzitzis, ezov, again, this came up a couple of days ago, of the ezov, of what you use to sprinkle the paraduma. So, gardumim ezov, they're all kosher as long as they still have some left to them, or the mitzora. I'm sorry. Says the Gemara of Akama Shir Gerdumin. So what is the shear of Gerdumin? Of how much you need left? You could have none. The whole string could be missing. No. Amar Bar Hamduri, Amar Shmuel, Kedei La'anvan. Enough to bow them. Enough to have a bow to take. What does it mean, bow on itself or with others? That's the question. Yiboyluhu, De La'anvan, La'anvan, Kuli, Abahadadi. Together, Odilma, Kolchad, Vachad, Luchudei. Or separately, Teku. Teku, unanswered question, how much needs to be left. The sugya of gardumin, again, is a major topic in the Rishonim. We'll just touch on it. For right here, you have the Machlokas Tosfos, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh quotes the Re'i. What has to be left? Rabbeinu, the Re holds, quoted here in the Rosh, even if all the strings are cut, if there's enough kedei aniva with each and every one, that's okay. Right? All your tzitzit strings, all eight of them got cut short, that's okay according to the Ri, because as long as there's kedei aniva in each one of them. Rabbeinu Tam here is machri. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, there has to be at least two whole ones. Two whole ones. Mashba di yagadam kulu mifsli. Rabbeinu Tam, he says, if you have three, sometimes you don't know because you have four and four hanging and eight all together. So the question is, if you have one that's cut, that's okay. If you have two that's cut, so then if they're from the same side, that's why the post can discuss here, when we tie our tzitzis, we have four on one side, four on the other side, we know that they're four and four, so according to the Ri, even if all of them, but according to the Beit HaTam, you need at least two whole ones. So it makes a difference. Which one of them becomes very short? The post can discuss this in Simen Yud Beis and Shulchan Aruch. What's the shortest that tzitzis could be? Again, without getting into the details of that right now, but one could look it up and look at the post can how short one could be, so it's not possible. It's fascinating that other mafarshim, though, some use gardumim and they expand it. The Trumas HaDeshen in Tshuva in Chelek Beis, in the Psakim, in Chelek Beis, Simen Nun Beis, discusses an esrog. It discusses a case that there was a time where a city didn't have enough money to buy an esrog for everyone. So what did they do? They bought one esrog for the town and they cut it, they chopped it up and they gave everybody a piece of the esrog. And they made a brach on it. Unbelievable. They couldn't find any more. And the questioner says, I heard of this, I didn't think it's true. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, I also don't know what it's talking about. I don't think what they're doing is correct. And he took Gaskas, the Psal of Chaser, on day one, on day two, and then he says at the end, you want to say it's like Gardumin? No, Gardumin is where you had it, L'shei Mitzvah, and then some of it got cut off. Here, they're doing it before they even used it for the Mitzvah. You can't compare this to Gardumin. Right, but here they're cutting it in the first place. But the Trumas HaDeshen obviously quotes Gardumin in that context. Look in the Yireim. The Yireim quotes it in Shin Sadi Tess by a Sefer Torah Shenimchak. He compares it to Gardumin also, where you have some of the letters. But Lamaisa the Beis Yosef says he doesn't think it could be extended. The Beis Yosef right here in Hilchos Tfilin. He writes in Simen Lamed Beis, Matzasi b'tshuva Ashkenazis, af agav the gabei tzitzis, d'kaim alandim nitku michuti ha'arev, achlo nishar kashir menak karen kasher. Even though by tzitzis you have the concept of gardumin where you have some of it cut off, it's okay. According to Rebbe, you need them both. But even if it's shorter, it's okay. Hainu dafka b'tzitzis d'chsiv va'asu lahem tzitzis. Klomer b'shas asiya dafka kup and krab. Dafka mishas asiya, the pasuk is makpid. Aval tefillin mirubos halacha Moshe b'Sinai. The kol shaita b'ina shi mirubos. If it was square and it's not square anymore, could you call that gardumin? No, can't go with that gardumin, right? Gardumin is specifically by tzitzis, says the, because it says va'asulam, and it has to do with the asiya. The asiya has to have the shear and not afterwards. Either way, this is an important discussion of gardumin. Chassam Sofer writes, maybe it's only where the mitzvah is the focus of the chefza, not just the maisa, but this is questions of how gardumin, whether it's extended or not. Says the Gemara boy, Ravashi, alimi, dolomi anvi. What if you have thick strings that cannot be tied in a slip knot? Viavikatini mianvi, but it's only because they're so thick. If they were skinny, they wouldn't be able to be my amale ravacha bre duraval or ravashi. Koshikin, did make our mitzvah say? Surely. What do you mean? If it's thick, then surely it should be kosher because you see them, they're still there. Umat, period. So that's why we saved that Rebbe could be like our Mishnah, and our Mishnah, when it says Enam Akev, it just means Gardumin. Umat Tana de Paligale de Rebbe, who argues on Rebbe, Hai Tana, the Pashas of the Mishnah, is like the following Tana, the Tanya, Rabbi Yitzchak, Omer, Mishum Rabbi Nasan, Shomer, Mishum Rabbi Yosei Aglili, Shomer, Mishum Rabbi Yocham Enuri, Ein Lo Tcheles, Matil Lavan. If you don't have any tcheles, you put lavan, meaning they're not ma'akiv each other, and in that way, it's separate mitzvahs, and that is what we do in terms of eino ma'akiv zeh zeh. Interesting Tosfos, just to finish, the bottom of Amud Aleph, going back, Tosfos quoted the idea of Rebbe, of mitzvah lahakdim, you should put lahakdim, and if you didn't, less lanba, ask Tosfos, what would, if you learn it from a pasuk, that you have to be makdim, so why wouldn't it be ma'akiv? This isn't kachim, that you need shana hakas of la'akev, ask Tosfos on the bottom, tema, kivin de mikrahu de darshinan, de lovin bereisha, name of the ma'akev, to alo be'inan shana hakas of la'akev, ela b'kachim. Answer, v'yesh lomar, de leslan lamemar, de aseh de levad, yakmar hakas of la'akev. Order can't be ma'akev. Kemo gabe chalitza. So too by chalitza. He says order can't be ma'akev. Items can be ma'akev, says Tosfos, but order can't be ma'akev. Interesting. This relates to a general sugya. Tosfos discusses this in the beginning of Maseches Gittin and Maseches Nida. Can there be lechatchila and b'dieved when it comes to mitzvos, d'oraisa? The Torah tells you to do something. Doesn't that mean you have to do it? Why would something be lechatchila b'dieved? Do you ever have lechatchila b'dieved by mitzvos? So this belongs in that order. In terms of the order, there's a lechatchila, there's a b'dieved. Could you have that? It can't be ma'akiv totally. What about Tosfos and Nida that Samach Vav discusses? Could there be a lechatchila b'dieved by a matir? Tosfos says it can't. Maybe by mitzvos, but not by a matir. Right, you need, he's talking about tevila. Either you have to do this by tevila or not. Right, that's what he discussed in the context of roi l'bias mayim. Right, it has to. Right, is there a lechatchila to open your mouth under the mikvah? Can't be. No, because you need roi the potential, but you can't be lechatchila b'dieved by matirim. What about by mitzvos? Pidyon meiser sheni. There's different contexts where the post can talk about lechatchila and b'dieved when it comes to mitzvos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And again, Hashem will try to pick up and get into another schedule, but again, it's with Yom Tov coming, it's a little trickier. Okay, we'll stop here.